What would you do if you and the sister you'd been raised with, your closest friend, were suddenly separated by a new border that no one could cross? Well, that happens throughout history, but what if this separation was because you went on a vacation to see a friend when this fissure happened? You can't go home. In fact, you won't see any of your loved ones for some 30 years. That was the fate of two sisters, Hong and June, who grew up together in southern China in the 1930s, became separated by the Chinese Civil War of the late 1940s, which pitted the nationalists against the communists, who, of course, won. The losing nationalists retreated to Taiwan and its surrounding islands, where June, the older sister, happened to be on that vacation. She went on to establish one of Taiwan's most important trading companies, had a great career. Sister Hong stayed behind in communist China and became a well-known doctor, but not before spending time in a re-education camp and suffering with her family through the Cultural Revolution. Their true story is told in the book Daughters of the Flower Fragrant Garden, which was once the ancestral estate of the girls' family before so much was lost. The book is by Brown University professor Ju Qing Li. The two sisters at the center of it are her aunts. I spoke with June Qing Li in June of last year. She told me that when she was growing up, she didn't know she had an Aunt June who'd left China for Taiwan.
You know, this Aunt June just popped into my life out of the blue when, soon after I graduated from college in the middle of 1980s in mainland China, my employer simply refused to give me permission to apply to grad school. So that was the time when my mom said, well, you actually have an additional aunt, Aunt June, and she just came back to reunite with the family. And I said, I never heard of this additional aunt. Who is she?
Well, you've given us the beginning and the end of the story, because this is at the end of the story when Aunt June does make her way back after 3 decades to China. But in between, there is so much. So let's just talk about this now. First of all, your family had been the youngest members of a wealthy Chinese family who grew up in this magnificent compound, the Flower Fragrant Garden. The family loses this when your aunts were young, but what did it symbolize?
Well, yes, I grew up with my grandmothers at the foothill of this Flower Fragrant Garden and never knew that our family actually had any connection to this grand hilltop compound. It's like a two split worlds.
Right. Well, it was the beginning of learning a lot that your family hadn't spoken of. You find out how the war with the Japanese in the 1930s and early 40s forced June and Hong's family from their home. Then, of course, comes the Chinese Civil War after World War II ended. Your grandfather was involved with the nationalist government, which was defeated. Tell us what you learned about what your Aunt Hong went through.
The split caused a huge political problem because when China split into communist mainland and nationalist Taiwan, June, who was trapped on this little island, Jinmen, became instantly a political liability. She basically became the enemy of the family. Mm-hmm. And in the subsequent years of Mao's revolution, Hong, who remained on the mainland with the family, decided that in order for her family to have a chance to rise in the communist new China, the only solution was to sever ties with June.
Yeah. We'll stay with Hong for a second. You know, because of the accusations against her and her family, she came under scrutiny by the communist government, was punished for her family's nationalist involvement. You paint a vivid scene in the book of Hong being forced to stand in front of a hospital wearing a sign, historical counter-revolutionary quack doctor. Right. She would be spit on, hit with rotten fruit.
And then she was sent to a remote countryside to be re-educated, and she was barred from practicing medicine. But the thing is, Hong is different from many in the sense that she came away learning something from that experience instead of becoming bitter. She came to see how hard life was for these people who have, for as long as the history, they have been forgotten and neglected.
Well, this was Mao's intent, that the
exactly.
elite, you know, were sent to live with the impoverished to learn from them. And she did. She learned they needed health care.
Exactly. She got this chance and found the sympathy and found her mission to serve these people in the remote countryside. And that really set her career on a course to take medical care to these remote countryside.
Let's just make sure we touch on your Aunt June, who didn't have to suffer, you know, the starvation of the collectivization that was happening in communist China or the horror and the shame of the Cultural Revolution. But she had to completely make it on her own when suddenly war breaks out and she's stuck away from home.
Overnight, literally, she ended with nothing, just a few changes of summer clothes. More than that, anything she did in order to just survive would be in service to her family's enemy.
Yeah.
She chose to live just as her sister Hong in China chose to live and reach out for life's potentials. That, you know, forced the decision into a morally fraught choice that everything you did would hurt the other, your loved ones, but you still need to do it in order to rebuild your own dream.
June became a major businesswoman in Taiwan. She raised her husband's two boys from his previous marriage. And her husband, by the way, was a former nationalist general. But I want to leap ahead to June comes to America, eventually living there. And at one point, she comes back to China. And her disappointment, because here she had been missing her sister, wondering about her parents, and she gets back and understands that there wasn't the same feeling towards her by necessity, because they had to constantly disavow knowledge of her.
Yes, she realized that she had been completely erased from the family's story. The whole generation, which is my generation, had grown up without knowing that there was an additional aunt. Hong had suffered with the family, for the family, and she had tried her best to care for her family, and she had earned their respect. And here, June seemed like an interloper. Yeah. And therefore, June wanted to compensate for that by offering to sponsor two of the family's new generation to study in America.
Right. Well, Ju Qing Li, I have to ask you, here you are, a Brown University professor. How does your family feel about you telling the story and about what the story is? Do they see this as, maybe June, the sister, wasn't an enemy after all? We're kind of grateful that our children, this new generation, is now in America? Or are they seeing this as they've lost you from communist China to America?
That's a very good question. I think there's a little bit of both. At the time when I first came out, the brightest future lay outside of China. But on the other hand, many years ago, when I returned to the mainland, one of my uncles was saying, I heard that you're thinking about writing a book, and basically warned me not to air the family laundry to the world. And so over these years, I had to talk to many, many people, and it felt like by asking them to tell me their story, their past, it was not really just telling a story per se. It was really forcing them to confront their own past, a past they had tried for many, many years to bury. And so this story, it was very complicated. And also by putting these two aunts' story, we actually get quite a full picture of China before and after it's split, and what its consequences on the individual's lives.
Yeah. And by the way, while reading, I constantly thought of modern day schisms and Ukraine and the millions who have fled. And if Russia is successful in its war against Ukraine, will those people be able to come back? Are we watching this happen all over again?
Yes, there's a lot of similarities. Cannons may be silenced for many, many years, and yet, as you can see in this story of the two separated sisters, the scar of separation is still so deep, and it comes to my generation. We, in a sense, inherited this kind of scar from a past war.
Our conversation last June with Ju Qing Li, author of Daughters of the Flower Fragrant Garden, the true story of two sisters separated in the 1940s by China's civil war and then the Communist Party takeover, one sister left stranded in Taiwan. The paperback edition is out next month. It's here now.